proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me on today's program. Today I'd like to continue our series on a concept that is central to the Jewish way of life and should be as well for every believer in Jesus. This concept is what we call hospitality. Hospitality is defined as the generous and friendly treatment of guests. This welcome usually involves providing some type of food and drink, and may even extend to providing lodging for strangers. When this idea is lived out, it shows us the heart of the message of Jesus as he interacted with others. The life of Christ clearly shows us that Jesus largely connected with others through hospitality. It was his ministry. I believe we have much to learn, especially in the 21st century church, regarding this practice. Let's step back and look at a few examples of how Jesus used the virtue of hospitality to bring people closer to himself. For instance, did you ever notice how that whenever Jesus shared a meal with others, the guests became the hosts and the hosts became the guests? This happened at the wedding feast of Cana found in John chapter 2. Jesus came as a guest and then became the host. Remember what happened when Jesus was hosted by Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19? Whenever Jesus came as a guest to the house of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, he really became the host. In reality, Jesus and the disciples depended on the hospitality of others as they traveled. Jesus himself said, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." When Jesus sent out the disciples 2 by 2 in Mark 6, he commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey. Each place and home they visited provided them opportunities of ministry, not as guests, but as hosts. This, of course, reflected the culture of this time. Hospitality also serves like bookends of the Gospel of John. Shortly after Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, John and Andrew sought to follow Jesus, asking him, "Where dwellest thou?" Jesus replied to them according to John 1, verse 39, saying, "Come and see." This was not just an offer to see where he lived, but a call to truly follow the Messiah. At the end of the book of John, Jesus invited his disciples for breakfast on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, saying the famous words, "Come and dine." He desired to have people follow him and fellowship with him. The principle of hospitality was not something only for Jesus and the disciples to practice. Hospitality is also a virtue that is to be lived out for every believer who follows the Lord. During the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 25, Jesus said concerning the judgment of nations, "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me." The important lesson from this passage is that when we serve others, we are serving the Lord himself. This honors the Lord and reflects his character. Perhaps one of the greatest truths revealed in the hospitality of Jesus happened at the Last Supper when Jesus celebrated the Passover with his disciples. He invited them not just for a meal, but for a personal relationship with him. He wanted them to know him, to abide with him, and to love him. Jesus longs to have that same relationship with you. Do you know him today, my friend? He doesn't want to be the guest of your heart. He desires to be your host. When he is your host, he gives us eternal blessings and fellowship. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me." Now I invite you to join us next time as we will delve deeper into this important topic of hospitality as we look at how this was practiced in the early church and its principles for us today. I also hope from this study that we will develop a heart of compassion and grace towards strangers and those in need, whether they be Jew or Gentile, and pray that we can make hospitality really a ministry. And as we do this, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim," pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Again, I hope this has been a blessing to you today, and I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.